Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Yevamis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Hei. Chalatz v'chalatz. Again, Reuven passes away. He leaves over Rachel and Chana. Reuven had no children. Shimon is the Miyavim. He does Chalitza with one Yevama and then Chalitza with the other, both with Rachel and Chana. Oy Chalatz, or he does Chalitza with Rachel. V'asa Maimer Nosenget Ibal. And with Chana, either he did a Maimer, gave a get, or he took her in, or he lived with her. Oy Baal Ibal. Or first, he lived with Rachel, and then with Chana. Oy Baal, or first, he was Miyavim Rachel, v'asa Maimer v'nasen get v'chalatz, and then he made a Maimer, gave a get, or did Chalitza with Chana. Sakta Mishnah, ein achar chalitza klom. There's nothing after chalitza. So really the Batura says we mean to say two things. There's nothing after chalitza. There's also nothing after bia, after he's miyavim. So in regard to the first cases, where he does chalitza with Rachel, that's it. Nothing happens after chalitza. Whatever he does, in terms of the halachis of yivim, is meaningless. To give chalitza to the other one, it's a meaningless chalitza. He can marry Chana's relatives. What do you mean? You can't marry the relative of somebody you gave chalitza to. The chalitza to Chana was nothing. It's as good as a Purim play. It's nothing. There's no chalitza after chalitza. He already gave chalitza to Rachel. There was no second chalitza here. He physically did a second chalitza, but it doesn't mean anything. He did chalitza with Rachel, then a maimer, or gave a get, and he was boil Chana. That was an Aveira, marrying her. But al pi halacha, there's no yivum significance to that. The maimer doesn't mean anything. The get doesn't mean anything. And he's definitely not miyavim her. She doesn't become his wife through this. He already gave chalitza to Rachel. Yivum is over. And just like we're saying, after chalitza it's over, if he starts with being miyavim, everything else after that is over. So if he married Rachel, then there was a maimer or a get or chalitza with Chana, meaningless. Chana is not considered a woman that he gave chalitz to, that chalitz doesn't mean anything. And the maimer and the get to Chana after the bia with Rachel are also meaningless acts. And again, l'may nafgemina. Nafgemina would be whether he can marry a relative of Chana. And the answer is yes.